evening, New York City and my listeners around the world. This is your host, Elizabeth Tripp. We are live for another edition this Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc for Nourish the Soul. Happy Halloween! I am wishing you all a wonderful, safe, and celebratory night. Perhaps you're out with kids or bringing them around the neighborhood and tricking and treating, or maybe you're cozied in your home and you're tuning in and really ready to go on this journey of self-discovery. You're here, and there's a reason why. And I have a spooktacular show for you tonight. I'm really excited about it. Treat the Soul this Hallows Eve. And we're really going to get into understanding the real spirituality around Halloween. And we're going to see something really amazing for ourselves tonight. So before we dive into tonight's show, I want to start with some updates. So, Nourish the Soul has a 30 Days of Gratitude Challenge. It starts tomorrow, and I want to share a little bit about this challenge before we get into the show, because tomorrow marks November 1st. It's the start of really the next couple weeks of major holidays creeping into our life. We've got Thanksgiving just around the corner, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's, all these magical times of year. Yet for some, and actually probably for many, they can find this time of year challenging. It can be tough, and it can bring up a lot. So in knowing that and in feeling that and anticipating that, I wanted to create a challenge that would actually allow you to shift the conversation that you're having with yourself. Because around this time, it's very easy to find yourself coming up with a, if this happens, then I'll be happy, or if this goes this way, then I'll feel joyous. So around this time of year, we tend to put conditions on our happiness, our joy, and our peace. And when we put conditions on this, we end up getting less of what we want, less of the joy, less of the peace, less of the happiness, and more of what we don't want. We actually, as a listener said, William, on the Facebook the other day on my live, we stare unhappiness in the face. And it's true. And when that happens for us, it can make the holiday season seem tougher. It can seem, you know, emotional. It can seem like we can get swept away by all the hustle and bustle and the family and the gatherings and cope with things that are actually not enhancing our health and well-being, but rather hurting it, like over-drinking or overeating, or maybe even restrictive eating and over-exercising. Ways to cope with this feeling that we have inside. So I created the 30 Days of Gratitude because I know, and you know this too now listening into my show, that the universe responds by bringing you more of what you truly want and deserve when you feel good, when you feel happiness within, when you feel peace within, when you feel joy within. And so for this gratitude challenge, I'm asking that people start to take notice of all the blessings that they already have in their everyday life. that for the next 30 days of November, instead of looking at what you don't have, what isn't in front of you, what hasn't come your way yet, that you actually put an emphasis on what you already have. Because through our conversations over the last couple of weeks, we've begun to have a powerful discussion about how deep within us we hold a soul energy. And this soul energy has been created from the universe. And there are threads of connection to this amazing source deep within us right now. And that source is a limitless supply of that joy, peace, happiness, and love that we so look for in the holiday season. Yet, we already have all of this within ourselves right now. And when we begin to see all of the blessings that we have in our physical world right before us today, we activate this soul energy, this thread of connection to the universe, and we begin to harness the true energy of happiness, peace, and joy as we welcome gratitude into our life. And because we begin to now feel this within, our outer world changes. We feel happier. We see more happiness. We feel thankful and we receive more gifts. We feel joy and we can spread it every day. So what do you get out of the gratitude challenge? Well, boy, you get to activate your connection to the universe. You get to begin to build upon the reservoir of joy and peace and love and harmony that you already have within you. You get to cultivate a practice of being thankful for all the gifts you have residing within. And you get to share that with not only yourself, but your family, your friends, and the world. And let me tell you, that is how you truly spread peace and joy throughout the holiday season. It's how you give true gifts to others. It's not about what lies outside of ourselves. It's not about the presents. It's not about the gatherings. It's not about, you know, someone being nice to you or saying peace be with you. It's actually about cultivating that power within yourself and sharing it from a whole and true space. And spreading that gratitude and love and joy and peace, that's what makes the holidays beautiful and truly an experience that is joyous and one that you'll remember. It will also help you to ride through some of what can be challenging times as you spend more time with family. They're there for a reason. They often can bring up things that are from the past. And so by participating in this challenge, you really get to shift your perspective, your energy, and really allow for you to take your power back throughout the season. An incredible part, too, that I want to really emphasize. So not only are you spreading true joy and peace and love through your gratitude practice, but you, when you enter, you put your name into a raffle to win one of these two prizes, a 2-hour session with me or a special spot on my online retreat this January 2019 called Be Fit Mind, Body, and Soul, 6 Steps to Transforming Your Health to Lead the Life You Deserve. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Last week, I announced this November, I will be premiering, yes, premiering my first ever free ebook that will pre-launch to the online retreat. And since I want you to start transforming your health right now, I've included the first 3 steps to leading the life you deserve in my ebook for free. That's right. So all of you who are tuning out there in tonight, especially those in the Gratitude Challenge, you're going to want to download a copy of my ebook so you can complete the first 3 steps to transform your health before 2019. And so here's the thing. Listen in and tune up. Tomorrow is the last day to sign up for the challenge. So how do you sign up for this? Well, you visit this link. It's bit.ly/gratitude30days. And the days are D-A-Y-S capitalized. And what I'll do is I have them up on my Facebook and Instagram. You can follow me at NourishTheSoulNYC, and I'll post that link up because we are not live on the Facebook tonight. I will post those links up on my social media. So you can find all that information up there. You just simply have to hop on to Facebook and Instagram and search for at NourishTheSoulNYC. And you know, there's 3 guidelines. And one is, subscribe to my newsletter. This is how you get into the challenge. You subscribe to my newsletter, and then you send me an email stating, you're grateful to start this challenge. You're ready. And lastly, every Wednesday in November, you will either send me 7 things you're grateful for, or you'll call into the radio and share with me live on the broadcast 7 things that you're grateful for. So every single week, you're going to be tuning in either via email with me and sharing your gratitude, or you're going to be calling into the live radio station and sharing what you're grateful for. And guess what? When you call into the live radio show, you actually enter your name into a raffle to win the prizes twice. Okay? Twice. So I'm actually going to take a quick break right here, and when we get back, we're going to get into our spooktacular show. So stay tuned, everyone. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Did you know you've been playing poker your whole life, even if you've never played a hand of cards? Hi, I'm Ellen Lakend, author of Poker Woman and host of the new show, Poker Divas. On the show, I talk about how poker strategy helps you win in business, life, and love. Tune in live every Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors. Woo, woo!
about that?
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Listeners around the world. This is your host, Elizabeth Tripp. I am live here on talkradio.nyc, streaming www.talkradio.nyc. We are live for a spooktacular edition of Nourish the Soul. We are going to be treating the soul this Hallows Eve. And I just left you on our first segment talking about this amazing challenge that I am going to be starting tomorrow. And so I was asking you all to get yourself signed up. And I'm going to shout out to a few people who currently are participating in the challenge. I'm going to give you guys a shout out. And I have Abby, William, Janet, Alice, Anne, Keisha, Rob, Kaylee, Jim, Mary, Emma, and Lizzie. Thank you so much for tuning into this challenge and really stepping up and spreading the gratitude this year. So every week you're going to be either sending me an email of the 7 things that you're really grateful for, or you're going to call into the radio show and you're going to share these things, and we're going to get a chance to really feel the energy around that conversation. It's going to be magical. So it starts November 1st. That's tomorrow. And it will run through the 4 weeks of November. So every week, you're going to be tuning in to hear about our gratitude challenge. So moving forward to tonight's broadcast, Happy Hallows Eve. I think the witches and ghosts and goblins and pirates and haunted houses and so much more, they've all come out to play on this Hallows Eve, haven't they? So I wanted to ask you guys, do we really know what we're all celebrating on Halloween? Does anyone really know the origin of Halloween, or rather, do they know the spirituality of the holiday? And I myself was very curious about it. Growing up here in New York, actually upstate, the majority of what I know about Halloween was really like scary and about candy. So we'd get really scared, and then we'd, trot around the neighborhood and fill our pillowcases with candy. And yes, it was really fun. But there's this level of fear that surrounds the holiday. And there's a sense of being scared. And, there's also this, interesting, sort of way that we deal with that with candy. So I wanted to share with you guys about the origin and get you familiar to lay the foundation of tonight's show. So the holiday actually can be traced back to the ancient Celts, who celebrated an autumn festival, and it was called Samhain, and it's spelled very interesting, S-A-M-H-A-I-N, but they pronounce it Samhain. And so Samhain marked the end of the growing season and the beginning of winter. It actually signified the death of light and the birth of darkness. Isn't that interesting? We're coming into a darker period of time. Daylight savings is going to be coming up very soon. whether it's this week or next, I'm not positive, but it's right around the corner. So that means that we're going to have less light and more dark. But is that a bad thing? Is that scary? Or, you know, is that not good? Or does that make me feel uncomfortable? Well, you know, interestingly enough, for the community who celebrated Samhain, this time of year was a period where they believed that the veil was lifted between the living and the afterlife as they joined together to honor the cycles of life, birth, death, and rebirth. You know, so right now, Mother Nature is actually going through a period of death. The leaves are falling and the sun is waning and we're actually losing light. So it's a death of the summer and fall and a rebirth into winter. And so these communities were seeing this cycle of life, not only in the environment, in Mother Earth, but they were also seeing these changes within their own fellow community members, people passing, people changing, people moving on. So there is a cycle of birth, death, and rebirth within all of our own journeys too. And the thing is that these people, they actually found joy. They found this joy celebrating the birth of those who had passed into the afterlife. So part of this human cycle that we experience where we live a certain period of time and then we die. In this community around this time of year, they actually celebrated that passing of being rebirthed into the afterlife. They didn't find it scary. They didn't find it sad. They didn't find it heartbreaking. They didn't find it terrible or bad. They actually found joy within this. And they found gratitude as they reflected upon their inner death and rebirth during the year. Maybe they had a new child come into their life, which forced them to change their routine and their thoughts and behavior. So there was a death of their old self, that their more independent self. They were different. That's a death of yourself. And that's not necessarily bad, right? A dying of a part of ourself gives opportunity for rebirth of a new part of ourself. It's an opportunity to change and grow and transform. And so they celebrated this. The parts of themselves that they were letting go and allowing to release so that they could birth into something new in the presence of the dark of the night. And they found solace in change of season instead of fear. They actually embraced this change, knowing that winter lays a blanket of snow or cold across the land, only to blanket it for the birth in spring, allow the seeds to actually be nurtured in the soil and held by Mother Earth to then pop up through the ground as the soil warms and come back to life. They always knew that life would return. And it's interesting because in our own journey of cycling, we often forget in the human journey that we will always be rebirthed, that death in itself is a rebirth into the connection with the divine, with the universe. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that today, because that conversation can actually be very scary for some. It can be very frightening, and the thought about death and where we go and what happens and it's exactly why Halloween is what it's today. You notice these people celebrated it in a completely different way than we did. Today we celebrate Halloween not for its true meaning. We actually celebrate it by dressing up as our worst fears, ghosts and witches and goblins, and then calming ourselves with handfuls of Twix and Snickers. We've really moved farther away from the true celebration of Halloween, as our mind tricked us into thinking it was scary. It was a scary time of year. We really, ladies and gentlemen, what I think when I really meditated on this and wanted to present this topic tonight, I feel we've lost the sight of what the Celts were truly celebrating on Samhain. Letting go, embracing change, and really rejoicing in death. Instead, we've made change scary, and we've made letting go frightful, and we've made spirituality spooky, and death horrifying, tough, unmanageable. But the thing is that death, change, and letting go are ways our souls learn and evolve. They're tools for us to empower us to transform and move closer to who we truly want to be. So in tonight's broadcast, I'm going to be empowering you to get present to what's scares you in life? What is scaring you in your life cycle? Because we have this constant death, birth, rebirth. So whether this be in death of a loved one, a friend, a colleague, change in circumstances, a new home, a job, a shift in season, tonight, I want to empower you to become aware of who's driving your car when you get scared. Yeah, the car we drive is our vehicle. It's our body. We're in one right now. And when we get scared, I'm going to empower you to see who becomes the captain of the driver's seat. Who's taking the wheel? And what happens when that person drives? How do they start to make you think you can feel safe? And I want you at the end of this show to decide if this is the person you want driving your car, or if this person is limiting you in some way from leading the life you deserve. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to dive in to treat the soul this Hallows Eve. So stay tuned.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you like comic books and movies? How about TV and pop culture? Then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Michael Dolce, host of Secrets of the Sire. Joined every week by my co-host, Hassan, Lord of the Radio Godwin. Together, we have over 15 years' experience creating graphic novels, screenplays, and more. Join us as we bring you the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Good evening, New York City and my listeners around the world. It's Elizabeth Tripp coming to you live this Hallows Eve. And we are talking about the origin of Halloween. And we're really starting to see there's a more spiritual aspect of the holiday, how this ancient culture of the Celts in this autumn festival of Samhain, we're celebrating the cycles of life, the birth and death and rebirth, and that they were seeing this in their physical world, you know, through Mother Nature, and then also in their own human journey, and that they were able to really move past fear around these natural cycles and rejoice in their beauty and the fact that when people pass, it's actually a rebirth into the afterlife. And when a season passes, it's a rebirth into another period of time. It's a shift and change for the earth to evolve and grow, as well as for the human self to change and evolve, and for the soul to really step into who it truly wants to be in this lifetime. So I found that to be really powerful, this spirituality of Halloween, and it got me thinking, you know, well, we get so scared that, you know, we've taken these cycles and this idea that, you know, death is scary and that death is horrifying and death is frightening, that we've made a holiday then where we've actually created our worst fears to come alive, that, you know, when there's a death, that they become a ghost, or they become a vampire, or they become a gremlin, or, you know, there's these really dark things that can happen. But from a soul perspective, that's not the definition of what death is. Death is a rebirth. It's an opportunity to reconnect, to revitalize, and to really continue our internal light and life. So I really wanted to look at, you know, yes, things can get scary at times during life, right? And we can understand the cycles, but it doesn't mean that that might not scare us. Change can be frightful, you know, the dark can be spooky, and like I said, death can be devastating. And the thing is that I want you to start to see tonight is it doesn't necessarily have to be. They don't have to be. Change doesn't have to be frightful. The dark doesn't have to be spooky. And death doesn't have to be devastating. All of us, right now, as we're tuning into tonight's show, have the power to decide how we want to react to life's cycles. There are always going to be births, there are always going to be deaths, and there's always going to be an opportunity of rebirth. And so we have the power to decide how we want to feel, how we want to behave. But when we get frightened by these things, when we become frightened around a change, or frightened in the dark, or frightened of losing someone, that's the very moment our mind plays a trick on us. Interesting, isn't that? Tonight's the trick or treat, right? And I'm giving you the treat for the soul. So I want to help you see how, yeah, the moment we are in that scared, frightening mode is the moment that our mind plays a trick on us. And I want to help you all see how that happens, okay? and how it can really affect then your perspective around these cycles, the change of season, you know, the loss of a loved one, or the, welcoming of a new family member and the change of dynamic within the family, or a swift change in career, or a dip in our ability to provide for our family. So all these things can create challenge, and they can cause us to become frightened. And what happens is our mind starts to play a trick on us. And here's why. Feeling scared is something we've all felt when we were little. I'm positive if I ask any of you out there and I say, did you ever not feel scared when you're little? That 0% of you would say yes. It's part of our journey. Feeling scared is a feeling that we have, and there's a lot of things that can feed that feeling in our human life. You know, seeing scary things on the television, hearing a loud noise, having things happen in front of us that are maybe violent or not pleasant. So when these things happen, what do you think our little self does? What did we do when we felt scared? Well, what do little kids do? They hold on for dear life, actually. They hold on to that feeling. They don't know what to do with it. You kind of stop yourself. You take a big, deep breath. Your heart begins to pound. Your mind begins to race. And you actually, in that moment, hold on to that feeling. So when you get scared, when you were little, you actually most likely did not let that scary feeling out. It's our most natural reaction to go and hold it in. And so what do you think happened when you held it in? Well, it started to influence our thoughts. It actually started to play a trick on us, you know, and that could have been, you know, maybe we heard our parents fighting and it felt really scary, or we saw our mom so upset when her parent passed away and we didn't know how to console her, so we felt frightened around it. Or maybe it was even, you know, a neighbor was yelling at us and put his hand up and, you know, almost whacked us. Something really crazy like those kind of things in our mind can feel really scary. But they're just parts of life. They're just people going through cycles of change, going through a period where they're trying to find safety or answer during a challenging time and not knowing to let go. Like in the ancient autumn festival where it was rejoiced and welcomed. In these times, it's actually seen as scary and we don't know how to let go because we hold on to that feeling. And so these stories then influence our perspective on the cycles of life, of change, of letting go, of death, of spirituality. And these stories are just bottled up feelings. That's really what they are. So when life gets scary in our adult life, you know, now we're fast forwarding, you know, maybe it's 20 or 30 or 40 years later in our adult life, when life gets scary, guess who we get triggered to feel like? And guess who then becomes the driver of our car, the driver of our body, of our mind, of our vehicle? Well, over the last few broadcasts and many of my podcasts, I'm sure you've heard me talk about, yes, it's our little self. It's the same little self who held on to those scary feelings when they first saw it, when they were 9 or 10, or maybe even younger, 6 or 7. They took a deep breath in, their heart raced, their mind played a trick on them, and they held in that feeling. So as an adult, when these scary things show up in our life, we don't know what to do with them, because that 7, 8, or 9-year-old self is still in the driver's seat of our car, and it's still playing tricks on our mind. And we've lost our control because we can't reach the pedal and see over the wheel at the same time. So I want you to be thinking about these questions. What triggers you to feel scared today? And what do you do to feel better? Do you actually release it? Or do you ever go to the sweets and food or shopping, or maybe do you restrictive eat and sleeping? I had a listener last week on the Instagram, Demetria, and maybe you're listening in tonight, but she asked, so can you go into the idea of why someone might restrictive eat? We talk a lot about binging to stuff the feeling down, but what about when you restrictive eat? Well, and to answer that question, when you get scared, we don't like feeling that way. We usually try to hide under the covers or make it go away. And so when we don't eat food, we actually don't feed our brain. And so we disconnect our brain from our body, from feeling the emotion, from feeling scared. So that's exactly what restrictive eating does. It separates us from the feeling. Doesn't actually allow the feeling to come out. So, Demetria, that was the answer to your question. And certainly, if you have more questions about that, let's connect. You can hop onto my website and connect with me, ElizabethMTripp.com. But listeners, we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, I'm going to share a really incredible story with you all. So stay tuned.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
We'll be right back.
talkingalternative.com.
Welcome back. This is Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. We are live here on talkradio.nyc. We're streaming live on the internet station www.talkradio.nyc. And I am sharing with you a spooktacular Nourish the Soul. We're really treating the soul this evening as we look at the deeper meaning of Halloween and, you know, why today in our human journey, we often get scared of the cycles of life, you know, of change, of sometimes, you know, a death of a loved one or, you know, a shift in ourself where we release something and become something different. It can actually be scary. And I'm helping you see why. I'm helping you see that this often comes from the experiences that we've had in the past. Our little self experienced something that felt scary, whether we saw that on the TV or we experienced it with our parents or we had a challenging, scary experience with a bully or a neighbor, and they made us feel scared, and it was our automatic reaction to just hold in that feeling. And then what did we do to make ourselves feel better? So that was the question I was asking you all. Do we go to sweets? Well, do we go to food? Or shopping, or sleeping, or do we go to no food? And I had this question, and certainly it's a fun question. And if someone wants to call in tonight, 877-480-4120, and actually answered this question from this deeper perspective, why is Halloween all about candy? I want you to think deeply about this. Why is it all about candy? Because on this holiday, we've actually, you know, taken this cycle in our life that we all experience death, and we've created our worst fears out of it. You know, the darkness, the unknown, change. We've made it actually come to life on Halloween, and we see these ghosts and goblins and witches and oogly boogly creatures running about. And I want to know, why do you think we have all this candy? Why the heck do we have all this candy? So if you want to call in and answer that bonus question, I would love it. Because before we went on commercial break, I said, what triggers you to feel scared today? What are some of your own triggers? And what do you do to feel better? And these are really great questions, because I'm going to go into a personal share and one where you guys are going to get a little bit of insight into my past and kind of be able to see, you know, sort of my connection to spirituality and why I used to feel very scared of the gifts that I have relating to be able to see spirit and communicate with it. Why for so long I actually pushed my gifts down and didn't allow them to come out. So the story begins tonight, bringing you back, you know, way far back in my journey. As a real small 5 or 6 year old little girl, and I've shared before that, you know, coming into this world, I was very, very transparent. I was a feeler. I had quite a bit of depth in my feeling. Even as a little girl, I could feel everybody's feelings, and I just sensed things. And growing up, I really thought it was, everybody was capable of, hearing kind of imaginary voices or, seeing kind of things in the shadow. And so I never really thought twice about it. But as I got into like 7 or 8 years old, things kind of started to shift. And I would be up in my bedroom at nighttime, and these kind of shadows in the night or these little creatures that I would see once in a while really started to come out in my room. And I remember feeling so scared, so frightened. I had no idea what they were. I wasn't dreaming. I was wide awake, and I could see them, and I could hear them, and sometimes I could even feel them. And as a 7 or 8 year old little girl, I created a mountain of blankets around me. So scared, I curled up in a little tiny ball. I put pillows barricading me around me, and I just pray that these things would go out of my room. And I remember I'd wake up the next day and, I'd tell my parents, I'd say, there were scary things in my room. I don't know what they are. I think I saw a witch. And it was just so scary. And, my parents, they didn't know exactly what to do with that information. They didn't know what to say. So they sort of told me what any other parent would say. That's just imaginary. You just had a bad dream, or, it's okay, sweetie, sleep down in the living room. So, there were a lot of times where I did. And because I felt like what I was experiencing wasn't real and that it was scary, I started to kind of feel uncomfortable and different. And I really wanted to just push that ability down. I didn't want to face it or deal with it. I didn't know what it was. And so that's where in my stories, you'll hear me sort of talking about how as a little girl, I became heavier and started using food. Well, it was also a way to protect me from that feeling of being scared, because I didn't let it out. I didn't know what to do with it. And my mind started to play a trick on me, and it started to say, these are really oogly booglies, and they're really going to hurt you, and you're gonna get hurt if you see them or talk to them or let them touch you. And so it was just like an absolute no way do I want to see these things, and no way do I want to engage in them. And so with all these feelings that I was feeling, I actually put on padding to protect myself. And, and years later, I actually restricted my eating to not feel those feelings later on as a way, because the feeling never went away. So you're starting to see that, I had developed this fear of ghosts, of spooky things. Actually, I really didn't like Halloween for a long time. I didn't like the concept of it, the idea that there were ghosts and goblins. And I thought, these things are real and they're going to come out and get me. And I don't like it, because my gifts never fully turned off. And how did I break through this? How did I overcome this? Because it obviously was limiting me from really feeling my true self and being able to be myself and have sort of freedom in my life. Well, I started to have a conversation with someone that actually helped me get to the bottom of that fear. And in that conversation, that someone told me, you are gifted, and what you see is how you're going to change the world. You actually are going to be able to harness this gift and really spread peace and love and joy around the world as a result. And when I heard that, and he explained to me the spirituality of ghosts and goblins and spirit, it actually softened it for me and allowed me to then enter into a space of freedom and peace around that topic. So you can get freedom and you can have peace. And I absolutely want to offer that for you today. And if anything has come up for you, as I'm sure it has, I want you to head over to my website, elizabethmtripp.com, and sign up for a session to work with me. It's time to break through these fears that limits you from being your best you and actually claim the life you deserve. You deserve it, ladies and gentlemen. And this really concludes my amazing show, Treat the Soul, on this Hallows Eve. This is Elizabeth Tripp, Love and Light, signing out.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Do you like comic books and movies? How about TV and pop culture? Then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Michael Dolce, host of Secrets of the Sire. Joined every week by my co-host, Hassan, Lord of the Radio, Godwin. Together, we have over 15 years' experience creating graphic novels, screenplays, and more. Join us as we bring you the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, talkradio.nyc.
Did you know you've been playing poker your whole life, even if you've never played a hand of cards? Hi, I'm Ellen Lakend, author of Poker Woman and host of the new show, Poker Divas. On the show, I talk about how poker strategy helps you win in business, life, and love. Tune in live every Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.